We're going to be reading a story called The Boy Who Didn't Believe in Spring. Follow along in your book as I read the story out loud. Remember to turn the page when you hear. Ready? The Boy Who Didn't Believe in Spring by Lucille Clifton. Once upon a time, there was a little boy named King Shabazz who didn't believe in spring. "No such thing," he would whisper every time the teacher talked about spring in school. "Where is it at?" he would holler every time his mama talked about spring at home. He used to sit with his friend Tony Pulido on the bottom step when the day started getting longer and warmer and talk about it. "Everybody talking about spring," he would say to Tony. "Big deal," Tony would say back. "No such thing," he would say to Tony. "Right," Tony would say back. One day, after the teacher had been talking about birds that were blue, and his mama had started talking about crops coming up, King Shabazz decided he had just had enough. He put his jacket on and his shades and went by for Tony Pulido. "Look here, man," King said when they got out to the bottom step. "I'm going to get me some of this spring." "What you mean, man?" Tony asked him. "Everybody talking about spring coming, and spring just round the corner. I'm going to go round there and see what do I see." Tony Pulido watched King Shabazz get up and push his shades up tight on his nose. "You coming with me, man?" he said while he was pushing. Tony Pulido thought about it for a minute. Then he got up and turned his cap around backwards. "Right," Tony Pulido said back. King Shabazz and Tony Pulido had been around the corner before, but only as far as the street light alone. They passed the school and the playground. "Ain't no spring in there," said King Shabazz with a laugh. "Sure ain't," agreed Tony Pulido. They passed Weissman's. They stopped for a minute by the side door at Weissman's and smelled the buns. "Sure do smell good," whispered Tony. "But it ain't spring," King was quick to answer. They passed the apartments and walked fast in case they met Junior Williams. He had said in school that he was going to beat them both up. Then they were at the streetlight. Tony stopped and made believe his sneaker was untied to see what King was going to do. King stopped and blew on his shades to clean them and to see what Tony was going to do. They stood there for two light turns, and then King Shabazz grinned at Tony Pulido, and he grinned back. And the two boys ran across the street. "Well, if we find it, it ought to be now," said King. Tony didn't say anything. He just stood looking around. "Well, come on, man," King whispered, and they started down the street. They passed the Church of the Solid Rock with high windows all decorated and pretty. They passed a restaurant with little round tables near the window. They came to a takeout shop and stood by the door a minute to smell the barbecue. "Sure would like to have some of that," whispered King. "Me too," whispered Tony with his eyes closed. They walked slower down the street. Just after they passed some apartments, King Shabazz and Tony Pulido came to a vacant lot. It was small and had high walls from apartments on three sides of it. Three walls around it, and right in the middle, a car. It was beautiful. The wheels were gone, and so were the doors, but it was dark red and sitting high on a dirt mound in the middle of the lot. Oh, man," whispered King. "Oh, man," whispered Tony. Then they heard the noise. It was a little long sound like smooth things rubbing against rough, and it was coming from the car. It happened again. King looked at Tony and grabbed his hand. "Let's see what it is, man," he whispered. He thought Tony would say no and let's go home. Tony looked at King and held his hand tightly. "Right," he said very slowly. The boy stood there a minute, then began tiptoeing over toward the car. They walked very slowly across the lot. When they were halfway to the car, Tony tripped and almost fell. He looked down and saw a patch of little yellow pointy flowers growing in the middle of short, spiky green leaves. "Man, I think you tripped on these crops," King laughed. "They're coming up," Tony shouted. "Man, the crops are coming up." And just as Tony was making all that noise, they heard another noise, like a lot of things waving in the air. And they looked over at the car, and three birds flew out of one of the door holes and up to the wall of the apartment. King and Tony ran over to the car to see where the birds had been. They had to climb up a little to get to the door and look in. They stood there looking a long time without saying anything. There on the front seat, down in a whole lot of cottony stuff, was a nest. There in the nest were four light blue eggs. Blue! King took off his shades. "Man, it's spring," he said almost to himself.
"Anthony Polito!"
King and Tony jumped down off the mound. Somebody was shouting for Tony as loud as he could.
"Anthony Polito!"
The boys turned and started walking out of the vacant lot. Tony's brother Sam was standing at the edge of the lot, looking mad. "Ma's gonna kill you after I get finished, you squirt," he hollered. King Shabazz looked at Tony Polito and took his hand. "Spring is here," he whispered to Tony. "Ride," whispered Tony Polito back. And that's the end of the story.